With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The opposition is bringing a motion to Parliament calling on government to establish a sex offender registry in the Cayman Islands. Deputy Speaker and Georgetown West MP Perlina McGall-Lumsden.
What this is about more than anything is protecting the children and the vulnerable persons in our society. I think it's also giving the law enforcement the tools they need to manage the sex offenders.
Red Bay MP Roy Tatum, who is seconding the motion, says a similar bill was tabled back in 2009.
It is timely and it's important that we have this conversation. In the past, I know that there have been concerns in a small community about a public register. This is not that. Maybe one day it would be a public register, but we do need to at least have the ability to have sex offenders registered.
The opposition says the motion has been approved by the Speaker of the House and is expected to be debated in the next meeting of Parliament, which starts September 30th. We'll be carrying it live on our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM. And the call is out for companies to partner with government to spruce up local public beaches. Several tenders have been posted on government's Bonfire Hub procurement website that look to upgrade public facilities across Grand Cayman. There's a request for a company to supply building materials for the repairs at Scholars Park, Cayman Cay Public Beach, Colliers Public Beach, West Bay Cemetery Beach, Governor Russell Beach, and East End Little Hurley Public Beach. Alongside that are two RFPs related to public beaches and toilet block renovations. For the eastern sites, the tender is for the supply of labor and materials for the repairs of various public beach facilities, including upgrades at Cowood Beach in Bawden Town for its toilet block, walkway, and outdoor showers, as well as work on the four cabanas. Ivory Point, Starfish Point Beach, and Northside is also looking to get some TLC with upgrades to the restrooms and outdoor furniture there, while Spots Public Beach and Red Bay's cabanas will be getting a refresh. For the West Bay site's tender, government is looking for a partner to upgrade the toilet block and power wash the structures at 7 Mile Public Beach, and bathroom upgrades, walkway railing upgrades, and repairs at the outdoor shower stalls at the West Bay Public Beach. In addition to the public beach upgrades, the Ministry of District Administration has posted a request for proposals for the construction of a new agricultural building in Cayman Brac. You can head to caymanbonfirehub.com for more information about these projects. In regional news, the Jamaica Gleaner is reporting nearly a dozen high-ranking policemen and soldiers are the targets of a widening narcotics investigation linked to the seizure of cocaine from a police storage facility in January. The Jamaica Constabulary Force disclosed that two parcels of cocaine were found inside a storage facility at the since-disbanded Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Division back in January. The incident triggered an immediate high-level investigation. And weeks later, the division tasked with dismantling organized criminal syndicates in Jamaica was gutted by the police commissioner, with the more than 40 policemen and women assigned there transferred to other divisions. The Gleaner reports the investigation spilled into the public domain this week when agents from the major organized and anti-corruption agency conducted an early morning search operation at the St. Andrew home of a senior officer who was assigned to CTOC. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Nepali soldiers are searching the steep valley lands of the north for hundreds of people still missing after yesterday's massive flash floods. More than 330 people are known to have died so far, many of them tourists and pilgrims. A whistleblower has warned that plans to heavily restrict children's usage of Facebook and Instagram as part of a multi-billion dollar US court settlement by the tech giant Meta won't make young people safer online. Scientists say a major study of bats has revealed important biological clues about longevity and disease resistance. Researchers looked at 8 species of mouse-eared bats to discover the secrets of their endurance. They say the study could offer clues about how humans could live for longer. State media in Lebanon say the Israeli military has carried out heavy airstrikes in the south. Despite a ceasefire announced in June, Israel is yet to comment. Norway's King Harald V is in an extremely serious condition in hospital, where members of the royal family have gathered at his bedside. His wife, Queen Sonja, and his son, Crown Prince Haakon, have cancelled their engagements. The 89-year-old has been receiving treatment for a rare blood condition. That's the latest world news from the BBC.